Hi guys, it's me. I'm back for another episode, and I just want to thank everyone for showing love and listening to my previous episodes. If you have not yet, please listen, please share. You can follow me on my social media pages and email me. Everything will be in the description of this episode, and everything is also in the description of other previous episodes of where you can reach out to me, follow me, write me, leave reviews, all that. But if anything else, you can always leave me a 5-star review wherever you listen to my podcast at. Please, please, please leave a 5-star review. I would love to hear your feedback and everything like that. And also share, tell your friends, tell your family, and tell your coworkers, your exes, baby mom, baby dads, everyone. Just let everyone know to come listen to Let's Talk About Sex podcast, because it's amazing and I'm amazing. Anyways, for this one, we are going to, not we, because I'm by myself, I am going to be talking about, it's going to be about relationships. And for this one, it'll be, why do women cheat? Now, I know some of this may be the same for why men cheat, but this would be strictly why women cheat, because I'm a woman, and for some of the reasons that women do, I can, you know, possibly maybe relate or feel where they're coming from. I don't know anyone personally that has cheated. So this would just be based on things that I've read, watched, and just common sense, and just me being a woman and, you know, going through certain things and seeing as to why that would be. So I feel like women cheat due to many different reasons, and it's like, you know, because they're not getting what they should be getting at home from their significant other, so they cheat because they're not getting attention. They're not getting emotional support. They're not getting that communication to talk about the things emotionally that may be happening. They don't get physical contact. There is not enough sex happening. Spending time, just you and your significant other. It's like you're being ignored, or you may be going through something within your family, and that person's out there to support you and be there for you. You could be going through health issues, and that person's out there to, you know, be a shoulder to lean on and help you get through it and not to worry. You know, you could be going through all types of life changes, and that one person that's supposed to be there for you, have your back, talk to you, tell you everything's okay, you know, make you feel good, make you feel nice, you know, tell you how beautiful you are no matter how you look, keep you, your spirits up and uplift you, and showing you and giving you all types of positivity, and taking you out on dinners, dates, walks in the park, just whatever to, you know, clear your head, get your mind off of things, you know, be there for you when you're going to these doctor's appointments and whatever the case may be. Like, it's like you're not getting that stuff at home. So I could see where women, you know, will cheat. Like, if they're not, you want to talk to your spouse and your spouse isn't listening, you know, they're ignoring you, they would rather talk to their friends, hang out with their friends, pretty much just not give you the time of day. And it's like, yeah, you can talk to your friends, you know, but it's not the same. So then I feel like, you know, women go and they may be on social media, they may sign up for a dating site, they may, you know, go out for drinks or a bar with their coworkers or friends, and may meet someone and boom, start connecting. And then now, you know, now the woman is talking to this person on, like, every day and telling them about different things that's happening and things like that. And of course, when that happens, you know, it's not gonna, probably it's not gonna, your significant other isn't gonna see a change because they're like, okay, well, I'm not talking to her, so I'm still doing my thing, and she's not talking to me because she knows I'm not talking to her. I'm gonna give her the support, so the significant other just gonna think, oh, she's just talking to her friend, or, you know, family member, whoever the person may be. But they're not gonna be like, oh, she's emotionally cheating on me and talking to another man behind my back and things like that. And I feel like that's a lot of it. I feel like that's number one to me. I feel like women cheat due to that, like they're being ignored and everything that I pretty much just ran through. And then you go find that with someone else and they're being that listening ear. They're there to support you, give you uplifting words and positive vibes and say how beautiful, smart, sexy you are and things like that. Like, that's just what happens. And then I feel like women cheat due to they're not being satisfied at home. So that's the second one. You're not getting it how you want. You're not getting it all the time that you may want it. You may want it every day, twice a day, three times a day, two times a week, once a month, whatever the case may be. You might want to do this, do that, different positions. You want to try this, you want to do this. And you're just not getting it every time you go for it. They're telling you, well, right now, right now, later, you know, go play with, go get your toys, you know, go do this, go do that. They're just putting you off. And it's like, why? Like, you're my significant other. If I want it, you should be able to give it to me, you know. So then when that stuff happens, well, then of course, same thing's gonna happen. You're gonna find it somewhere else. You're gonna go out to bars, go out to drinks, be on some website, be on social media, meet up with people, get to know the people. Or even that person that they're cheating on their significant other with emotionally, they can reach out to that person, and sometimes that emotional support person becomes now the person they cheat on you sexually with, because they pretty much know everything that your significant other knows, or should know if they were communicating with you. And then, you know, now you have emotional cheating, and now you have sexual cheating, all because the person that you're with keeps blowing you off and don't care about anything that's going on with you, not uplifting you like they should, and just not doing any of that stuff. And or the significant other could be emotionally abusive, you know, calling you ugly, calling you fat, tearing you down mentally, saying how you're a bad mom and you're this, this is why your job is this is why people, you know, just pretty much attacking you and making you feel worse. Maybe you think these things already, and then you have this person who should be saying, no, you're a good wife, you're a good girlfriend, you're a good fiance, you're a good mother, you do wonderful at your job, you're doing wonderful in school, you know, you'll get through this illness, you will lose that weight, I'll help you, I'll be there for you, we can do this, we can do that. Instead of them, you know, speaking that to you, they're tearing you down with the negativity. You are this, you suck, you're stupid, you're a bitch, you're ugly, you're fat, your clothes, da da da, your hair, your nails, you know, just saying all these nasty rude things. And that can also cause a woman to go cheat as well, because you're getting teared down mentally and emotionally. So then you go find someone who's not going to do that. You know, you look for women, look for someone who's going to, you know, bring their mental back to where it was. Like, you are beautiful, you are smart, don't listen to him, you know, you're better than this. He don't know what he's missing. You're a good mom. You're beautiful. You're sexy the way you are. If you want to lose weight, you can, but you're still going to be this, you know? There's like so many things that women go through that will cause them to cheat, you know, being ignored, not getting the sex how they want or how often they want, or they're getting emotionally and mentally abused by their significant other. Those will cause, those would cause the woman to go cheat and, you know, find happiness and support elsewhere. And then also, you know, especially like married women, I shouldn't even say married women, just married people in general, you know, there was, I remember watching, I can't even talk properly, I remember watching this talk show, and the creators of Ashley Madison was on there, and of course, most people know that Ashley Madison is the affairs website, where if you're married, you can go in there and pretty much have an affair, and it's, you know, kind of like a dating site, like Plenty of Fish and stuff like that, except for it's for married people to have affairs. So, you know, like, women can be on there to find their partners to, or find people to cheat with. You know, they don't have to go out to a bar, they don't have to be on social media and things like that. They can be on Ashley Madison, you know. And there's that. I mean, they could be on the dating sites as well, like Plenty of Fish and OkCupid and, I don't know, Christian Mingle, Black People Meet, and whatever else is out there for dating sites. What's the other one? Tinder, you know? Like, there's so many different ways for women to go out there and do that. But again, I feel like women who do that and they are in a relationship, it's due to the reasons I named. Like, women just don't be in relationships and be like, oh, today's a sunny day, I'm gonna go out and cheat, or, oh, today's raining, let me go cheat, oh, I'm at work today, let me go cheat. Like, it's not like that. Like, it takes, and then at that, women just don't, it's not a day of, or day or two or a week of being emotionally abused or mentally abused and getting blown off and not getting sex and not getting their needs met and being pleased and all this other stuff. It doesn't take, you know, days and weeks. It's a built up over months and time and years. And then that's what happened after that woman has had enough and she's tired of it and she's brought it up in conversations and nothing's changed, nothing's improving, then that's when it happens. It's like when you are holding back, like you don't want to hurt someone's feelings and you don't want to be real, and you're just like, you just keep it all inside, and then when you get to that point of explosion, instead of coming out your mouth saying you're a piece of shit and you don't listen to me and you keep you, instead of that woman being like that, it comes out a different way. It comes out in, you know what, I'll fix the problem, I'll find someone to talk to, I'll find someone to meet my needs sexually, I'll find someone who's not gonna put me down, I'll find someone who's gonna uplift me and think I'm sexy and call me beautiful and support me in my dreams and support me in this and this and that. And I feel, and that's how it happens. It's literally over time. Whereas I'm not gonna get into the why men cheat part, but I feel like men, just to say this, like, I feel like men, they're not like that. It's like, it could be any day. It could be like, oh, I'm going out with my friends, oh, she looks sexy, she's bad, oh, I'm drunk, that's my excuse, let me go talk to her, let me go holler at her, let me take this for, let me go see if I can get in her panties. Like, for them, it's just as simple as that. Or, oh, we work together, we're co-workers, oh, she look good, we go out for drinks, boom, bam, now you in her bed. You know, like, it's like that. Like, they, men, I feel like, could care less about what, you know, built up. And no, men will go cheat on any day, no matter the case, no matter what, no matter if they're getting everything done at home by the significant other, they go cheat again. And women is just like built up over time, and then all of a sudden they go explode and now they're cheating. So those are my, I feel like that's why women cheat. I mean, it could be more things than what I said, but I feel like that is the key ones, you know, mentally, emotional is like really up there. And so that will cause, definitely will cause women to cheat and not being pleased, you know, sexually as well, like how they may want to. So that's my thoughts on that. If you are a woman and you have cheated on your significant other, I want to know and hear your stories. If you've cheated on your significant other and you're a woman and your guys are still together, I would like to know. Like, I just want to know, hear your stories. I want feedback. I, you know, want to be able to see if the reasons that I said why are the reasons why you did it, or if there's another reason why you have cheated. I want to know that as well, because there may be something out there that I don't know. I mean, I've never cheated, but I can see how the reasons I named would be a reason why women would, or I would, if I was a cheater. But I'm not, because my thing is, I feel like if you want to cheat, you should just be single, especially if you've, you know, that's my thing always. Like, if you feel like you need to cheat, you should just be single. But I understand why people stay as well, because, you know, financial reasons, you may have a business, you know, there's that too. But I can see that, you know, I've been in situations where I've been ignored and things like that and other things. But just because of how I am and how I think, I just wouldn't go and cheat. I do bring my feelings up, because I'm not one to hold back, especially if I feel away, you know. But I mean, if I was that type of person to keep it all in, and then just boom, it all comes out and I go do something, I see I can't even think like that. I mean, I can't even really see myself cheating, just because of how my thought process is. Like, be single, like, just be single. That's something you want to do. But, you know, it's just simple as, you know, showing your partner that attention that they want, and, you know, making sure they feel special, and making sure, you know, you're there to support them through their dreams, through whatever they want to do, and be there for them in sickness and in health, and, you know, whether you're married or together, all that. Like, that's just what you just have to do, because it's about being a human being, and you should, especially, you know, that's your significant other. But I hope you guys enjoy this episode and my thoughts and how I feel about that and my reasons as to why women cheat. Again, if you are a woman in any type of relationship, if you're lesbian, bisexual, trans, straight, whatever you are, I want to hear your stories. If you have, you can email me, write me on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. Again, all that stuff will be in the description of this episode. It's also in the description of my previous episodes. Please share, and leave me a 5-star review. I would greatly appreciate it. It would mean so much to me. Thanks, guys.